This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's extended drought means far fewer ducks and geese migrating to the state this fall and winter. CPR's Miguel Otardo reports.
State wildlife officials say that because reservoirs and wetlands are drier than normal, migrating waterfowl may not spend much time in Colorado before flying further south. But conditions are also worsening in the bird's breeding habitat, which extends up to Canada. Montana and the western Dakotas have half the amount of ponds they did in 2019, and the number of breeding ducks there have dropped by nearly a third. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Governor Polis has named three new members to the Colorado Board of Health. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The board crafts public health rules and approves funding for grant programs. It's made up of a representative from each of the state's congressional districts, plus two at-large members. Polis appointed Dr. Christina Su, who has a background in pediatric medicine and is an expert in immunizations and disease management. Also, Polis picked Jeffrey Kuhr, longtime director of Mesa County Public Health in Grand Junction, and Guylene Castriota, the mayor for the city and county of Broomfield. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A long-awaited water pipeline in southeast Colorado is inching closer to construction as organizers have selected a contractor. Next spring, construction is set to begin on a six-mile stretch of the Arkansas Valley Conduit between Pueblo and the town of Boone. The work should be done in 2024, but that still leaves more than 120 miles of pipeline to finish. This is CPR News and KRCC.